hatching.
They all hatch at once?
They all hatch at once. And then they put them in this big beater, feeder. They call it a feeder.
Yeah.
And it's huge. This is twice as big as this house. And they put them in there. And they, until they get a little older, then they take them out and put them out.
Huh.
And they separate them. And then they take them out to different part of the pastures and put them there. And they got big old feeders.
Yeah.
And it's automatic feeds them.
That's amazing. You mentioned pasture. What is a pasture?
A pasture is just like a field with trees, and maybe cactus. And snakes, bugs, lizards.
Yeah, you name it.
That's a pasture.
Okay. What would you call a kind of building where you might store grain?
Well, let's see. Well, they call it storage grain. Well, it's just like a metal building or a shed where they put their grain and stuff in there, and they put cats in there to keep the mice away.
Yeah. Have you ever heard it called a granary or a granary?
Granary.
Uh-huh.
That's where they keep all their chicken feed and stuff for the, if they have chickens, and hay for the horses and stuff.
Yeah.
Cattle.
A building where you'd store corn, you'd call a...
Well, they got a shed for that.
Uh-huh.
They keep it in big boxes or barrels or whatever they want to do.
Mm.
They keep that for the hogs, if they got hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Or chickens also.
Yeah. On a barrel, you know, you got these wooden staves that go up this way, and then you got these round...
wooden lids.
Yeah, okay, then you got round metal things that go around the staves, keep them in place.
Oh, that's a sealer.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Uh-huh, that keeps it airtight.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call anything else?
No, just an air sealer.
Okay. Sometimes there's a thing, a round thing like this, that, you know, old... Southern ladies used to wear in their skirts.
Hoops.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. And one of them you call one, I mean, they're two hoops or one?
Hoops. That's what makes their dresses stick out.
Yeah. I wonder how many they'd have in a dress.
I don't know. When my daughter made her sweet 16, she only had one and it stuck way out there.
Uh-huh. What'd she use for?
Her dress that she wore.
I mean, what'd she use for?
The hoop, it was like a net.
Uh-huh.
And it had string, well, it had ribbons, really. One ribbon going down here. I said, one, two, three, four. It had about six ribbons.
Uh-huh.
And then hooked up to the hoop like a hula hoop.
Uh-huh.
But it was small.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom of the hula hoop was a little small lace all the way around it. How they got it on her, I don't know.
Pretty.
And first I slid that on first. And then her long, and then her slip that went over the hula hoop. I call it a hula hoop skirt. And then after that, then I put her, slid her dress over and made her dress stick out.
Uh-huh.
And she made her dress.
Pretty.
It's long sleeves. We copied it off my mother's wedding dress.
Is that right? Oh, I bet that was beautiful. Do you still have that wedding dress?
No. My mother's got it.
Uh-huh.
My sister, she gave it to my second sister, older sister. She's got the dress.
Back to the farm.
Okay.
The upper part of the barn where they keep the hay.
Halo.
You ever been up in one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Johnson City.
Yeah? You get to climb around up there?
Oh, we messed around up there. Even if I had kids, I still was up there.
Yeah.
We had, the boys found a rope right in the middle of the garage out there. And they were swinging it from one side to the other trying to land on that hay loaf up there.
Uh-huh.
And told them it was going to fall and break their neck, but they never did, thank God.
Yeah.
But then they asked me to come up there, and I climbed that wooden ladder and got up there. And it's just where you can look out, and you can see the whole valley and everything up in there.
Beautiful.
And that hay, I love the smell of hay. It smells like country, you know.
Uh-huh.
And where they lived in an old two-story house.
Uh-huh.
And they had a small little brook not very far from the house.
Uh-huh.
And they had a small little walkover bridge, you know.
Yeah.
And my children went up, we went up there one time, and he told my daughter, and we took a girl that used to live next door, she's married up now, has a family. We took her up there with us, and he told my daughter how to make wine.
Oh.